I started using aloe vera. One of my classmates had fallen, or a lower classmate had fallen on the freeway on a motorcycle, and the tire had caught his leg and burned it to the bone. And they wanted to amputate his leg. And so one of our lower class ladies said she had this cactus-looking thing that she could wrap around this guy's leg and it would save it. And I thought she's a lower classman, so she can't know anything, right? And I'd done surgery over here and in the United States, so I was chosen to clean the leg, and the bone was even discolored. So I thought the leg should be amputated. Within 3 weeks, he was walking on it, and it was perfectly normal. They weren't going to cut his leg off, and she told me that it wouldn't even scar. I didn't get a chance to see the end of that leg, but from that time on, I started looking for a product as I went into practice, because chiropractors work with the physical part of the body, and if we don't have good cells or we don't have good tissue, your success rate is limited by the tissue you've got, and all of you are trash. It's amazing what you guys put in your bodies. It's just amazing. Did you notice? You even have McDonald's here. Isn't that nice, huh? We're giving you all the pollutions from America. We've got a whole bunch. And so when we're doing that, I kept looking for a product, and I'd find an aloe vera product and send it out to the lab, and it'd come back very good water. Most of the time, it was always excellent water, but it was never aloe vera because they couldn't stabilize the plant. One day, my manicurist brought in one of these yellow bottles. Remember those years? How many of you remember the old, everything was yellow bottles? And I thought if anything could sell in that color, in that bottle, it had to be good. And so I took it down to the lab, and it came back as aloe vera. In fact, the lab that checked it said, "Where did you get this?" They said, "We've never seen anything this." They said it just pushed everything off their graphs. They couldn't believe it. And so I started using the product 16-17 years ago. Some of the stories that we have, it seems that we used to get the dying in my office. Now I get the dead. And the cases keep getting tougher and tougher, and you'll notice that as you start to expand here, your cases get tougher and tougher. And so the ulcers show up in your office that are scheduled for surgery, you know, the next week, and you're going, boy, this is really pushing it tight. In 17 years, not one of those people has ever gone to surgery. And that's consistent, predictable results. That's what I found with this product. It's more predictable than the chiropractic. There's some trends happening right now in America, and I can share those with you because we're kind of close. Medicine is having a lot of trouble. In my little town, we've had 22 MDs go under. And now these are good doctors. We've had some of the best doctors in our town. So they've gone bankrupt, or they're looking to find other sources because of our socialized medicine. More people went to alternative health care last year in America than went to allopathic medicine. One of the reasons for that is in 1994, we killed 185,000 people in our hospitals because of pharmaceuticals. They called it doctor negligence, but it wasn't the doctor's negligence. It was a pharmaceutical companies pumping these things through. Last year, 1995, 355,853 people died of things they went in the hospital of. They didn't go in there, and they died of these reactions to these drugs. And the reason for that is we're now doing mail order pharmaceuticals. You now mail off to Nevada, and Nevada sends you your drugs. So the interreactions are happening. The trend is going to happen here. You're going to see that. Tylenol, you have Tylenol here? Great product. If you use it 3 times a day for 3 months, it's reported now you lose 25% of your kidney and liver. Naperson, remember it was banned by FDA? Naperson? It's called Aleve now. It's back out on the market being sold without the doctors, but it was banned by FDA. You guys have Prozac here, right? Oh, this is a Prozac society. Isn't that good stuff? Yeah. I only have the 94 figures because they're really holding those figures down. But it was 23,685 had been involved in a suicide that were on it. Also, all of our massive killings, if you want to have some real nice massive killings, all of our massive killings of people under therapeutic dosages of Prozac. Does that make you feel real good? So when you hear the McDonald's, the massive shootings and all that, our last one I haven't checked yet, but we will. O.J. Simpson, nobody's ever heard of that trial. could have walked on that alone, because in California and Mississippi, two men got off for killing their wives because they're on a mind-altering drug. So they weren't in control. So, and O.J. was under the treatment of a psychiatrist for 5 years. So this is the kind of thing that's alarming people. That's why you're in a key position, and Forever Living is in just a real key position. When you watch the rocket we're going over $1 billion, isn't that amazing? From one company. I mean, just it's just incredible. Something you should be aware of, too, is the quality you're dealing with. Rex always said it isn't important to be number one. It's only important to be the best. And quality is the key to Forever Living products. And that's one of the hardest things we have to constantly manage. And anytime we're introducing a new product, you'll notice they're very slow. Well, the reason they're that slow is the fact that we can't find a clean source. Either the guy next door is using bad water, he's using insecticides, he's using artificial fertilizer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We have 68,000 toxins in the world now. And that means all of them will kill you. You cannot drink water out of the tap without it doing some damage to you today. So aloe vera, this company has built upon that. When you see these pictures of the aloe vera field and it looks all nice and groomed, it all looks that way. And Rex has a real interesting way of doing it now. We used to have people go by and hand clean those. In the Dominican Republic, they found, one of the fellows said, if you'll take clover and plant it, it'll control the weeds. And then you let sheep loose in the aloe vera fields, and they eat around the plants. They tried to use cattle because, you know, Rex is a cowboy, so he wanted to use cows, and they just step on the plants. Well, the sheep eat right around it. So now we're doing as much money in the sheep business, we're getting known to be in the sheep business. And we've got this nice, clean meat that doesn't have any artificial insecticides, any fertilizers, and of course they're fertilizing as they go along. So the things that we're finding, it's just amazing, the things you can find with 300,000 acres of aloe vera with a bunch of sheep loose in there. And what we do is we sell off the rams and keep the ewes to increase this herd. We're going to have probably the largest sheep herd in the Dominican Republic. It's obvious what's happening. Rex is excited. He's in the sheep business now. He does not mention that, though, in Arizona. Because, yeah, you know, oh, you have the same reason here? Sheep farmers and cattle, yeah, the cowboys don't go together. So that's what's happening in the companies. We're going, as we move along, the UK has done real good. We've been real proud of what's happened here. And you're just at the just starting. You're just starting. This $2 billion figure we're looking at in the year 2000, you should be doing that here, right? That won't be long. See, the head's nod. He's got the figures if you want to. He can sit down and do all the numbers for you and show you how you're going to do that. I think the most important thing I find with our company is the focus we have on the people. This is a people business or a cellular business. You're all made of cells. And I've always said, aloe vera is no miracle. Aloe vera has never got anybody well. I've never met a doctor that got anybody well. And there is no medicine that's ever been invented that made anybody well. All aloe vera does is make cells better. So it happens if you have an eye cell or a toe cell or whatever it happens to be that you have a problem in, is those cells get replaced. You're replacing 2.4 million cells a day. Okay? That's just a fact. We're all doing that. And as you replace those cells, you want as good a material going in there. Now you have different problems that you deal with. You have people with liver problems, kidney problems, lung problems, bone problems, things like that. Just grab a physiology book. It's pretty easy. The skin replaces itself in 6 weeks to 6 months. Really 3 months in there. The arteries and stuff, the vascular is doing every 90 days. The kidney and liver every 6 months. The lungs every 12 months. The bone every 7 years. So if you start dealing with a bone situation, you're going to have a long term. I had a doctor that we're dealing with that has 5 forms of cancer. And he said, well, aloe vera help? And I said, certainly. I mean, do you have cells? And he says, yeah. And he said, well, what kind of cancers do you have? He says, well, he had kidney, liver, skin. He went down the list and then he hit bone. And I said, well, what have they given you? And he says, well, I've got about 3 weeks to live. He says, I've been taking pictures of my tumors every day and giving himself full dosages of chemicals that is a month's supply. And interesting enough, that it's going to help his liver and kidney, but it won't catch up with his bone because of the fact that the bone cancer takes a longer time. But is that somebody that I would give aloe vera to? Absolutely. because in my office, we just had an open house at our office, and a lot of the old patients came back, and we should have done a video for that, because two of the people had been dead 8 years ago, and one had been dead 10 years ago. And it's interesting, they show up for open houses, you know, and they came a long distance, because all I was doing is raising food. You had to get a treatment, you had to bring protein, and we had a mission that was a particular problem in our area, and they needed a lot of food, so we raised a lot of food. With 6 cans of protein, you could get free treatment, or complimentary, we can't say free in America. Complimentary treatment. So that's what we were doing. And these people came back from long distance. And it was amazing to see how many people had responded and had such good results with the Forever Living. The best place I find, if you keep the cells, that's the important part. You've seen, you guys have watched the video, right? The intestine, how it cleans and detoxes and all that. So as we... as we're cleaning that out and we're getting better tissue to work with, then we have a better lifestyle all over. The energy we have is much more. That's why he said we had 3 hours today, and I said, well, I can go long. It's either them wear out or me wear out, and I won't wear out. I've been drinking it longer than you have. That's you'll notice Rex and I and even April's had just absolute miracles with this product. So when I'm working with the product, what I'm looking to do is get better tissue. That's what we're after. And one of those people, she would have been dead, but we got in the interim. She was a particular patient that had allergic response, or her family had an allergic response to aloe vera. And I had very few of those in my career. I've only given money back to 5 people in all these years, and that's pretty good. Something before I forget, the one thing you have to remember when we speak of quality in this company, we ship $1 billion worth of product all over the world. We have less than 0.5% returned with a money-back guarantee, including breakage. A company our size, you know what we're better known for? We're better known for our breakage, low breakage. Because a company our size shipping as much as we ship, an absolute phenomenal rate would be 3%. So if you're not getting the product back, what does that mean? Must be doing something out there. People must be satisfied with it. And we've done it now for 18 years. So if you get somebody to give you the old thing that, well, prove it works, or how do you know it really works, or geez, you know, take my drugs, what are you trying to do? Just say money back guarantee, $1 billion, show me any drug company that'll do that, or any company that can do that on the quality of their product. And then give it to some really stupid people. Is that right? And they take it. Our biggest problem is patient control or our client control, because they still want to smoke, they still want to do the fat food, they want to fry everything, drink their coffee, not sleep, not exercise, or drink any water. And they want to be healed. Is that right? Huh? And they're all your relatives. Did you notice? You know? Yeah. When I first started in this business, I used to tell everybody, just skip your relatives. Go to anybody you don't know, and you're probably luckier, because they always want to cut the corners. So this one particular patient we had come in, this family was allergic. She was in an automobile accident, a very severe head-on accident, and survived. And she was in the hospital for 8 weeks. They tried physical therapy. Nothing was working. She was in severe pain, headaches. So they flew her in from Texas to see me. And one thing, we specialize is in headaches in our office, because we've got 100% success rate so far. And my boys there this week will find out if I still have that success rate when I get back. I'll blame it on him if we don't. But basically, she came in and I could get rid of the headaches on the table. But she'd stand up, and by the time she got outside, all of a sudden everything would just fall off and it wouldn't hold. And so during the history, she had not eaten in 8 months. The only thing she had really eaten was potatoes. She had some type of intestinal disorder, a 24-year-old, beautiful blonde, California, skinny, all the routine, you know, the same thing. She'd been a pain all her life, you know, a typical kid. And they couldn't figure out what it was, and the doctors were going to go ahead and just cut her open, because they were sure she had cancer somewhere, they just couldn't find it. So they're going to do exploratory, you know, do the old zipper down the front and keep opening her up until they take an organs out until something else doesn't work. And so I called the parents and told them that she's not going to work. We can't fix her in the office. And they were really upset about it. I said, the only thing we can do is we've got to get the tissue better. So we've got to start her on the aloe vera. So we started with a drop an hour, an eyedropper. And we found out she wasn't toxic. Her family was just so dirty. Her mother had been raised on fast foods, and she had raised her kids on fast foods. They ate three times a day. They ate fast food. That's the way she basically... She Kentucky Fried Chicken Friday night by there with a Whopper, you know, on Tuesday night. That's basically what she had done to her family, and they'd become so toxic with all this fast food life they'd had. And the whole family. And I didn't even realize that, because you don't pick that up on a history sometimes, how people eat. So it's real important what their lifestyles are when you start saying, geez, I got well with it, why aren't you? They need to take it a little longer. So we did the eyedropper for about 90 days. In fact, we started increasing up to a teaspoon an hour, up to a tablespoon, until she could get on the lifestyle nutritional program. We moved to the lifestyle nutritional program. Boom, she snapped back. She healed. She shows up at our work, at our open house with a brand new baby. This is a couple of years later, and she's doing just fine. And what we found is, I've never found anybody allergic to aloe vera. All I've found is just a lot of polluted people that just can't take the detoxing sometimes that you get. Do you have the term over here, eruptive diarrhea? Huh? Yeah, my patients explain that. We have two things that happen when you take aloe vera, right? You either get constipated or you have diarrhea. My patients that describe eruptive diarrhea is before you sit down, it hits the wall and comes over your head. Has anybody had that happen? Huh? Do you have the courage to raise your hand? Right here. Now, this is the fast food queen. Right here. April can even tell you how to make all the fast foods, because she was raising children and stuff and on the run all the time and working. And so she knew the menus by heart. And it took a long time to get her to clean out. And, you know, she's Mrs. Hawaii this year. We're again into the competition. And she has 8 children and she has 10 grandchildren. And so that's kind of, stand up there, see? And she just gained about 11 pounds on this trip. These products work, and she's proof of it. She was the sickest person I knew when I, you know, when we got married. And it's taken a long time. And she, do you notice it's tougher with your spouses and stuff? Because she would come in and say, geez, I've got a headache or something's not working. I said, you drink your juice? And she'd get angry. She used to get angry because she wasn't doing her juice. She'd skip. You know, you start feeling better. Did you notice that when you start feeling better, all of a sudden you stop taking it? Yeah. Or you get these people with these miracles. I mean, these absolute miracles where their diabetes clears up or something like that. They stop taking the juice. Then they come back a couple of years later and say, you know, that stuff didn't work? And I said, well, how do you know it didn't work? They said, I got it back. And I said, you deserve it back, you know, you stop taking it. You know, it's just amazing what you work with when you're dealing with this. But the number one thing is the quality of the product. You can't beat it. It just, the consistent, predictable results. If you saw what we handle in our office, and we're going to be sending you some of those diseases, that, all right, and understand you all have the virus now. I thought you just caught it from eating the meat. I didn't know the government had been packing it into you for a number of years. See, they learn a lot from America, don't they? So this virus that's in your meat and stuff that has wiped out one of your industries, again, man-altering the method, you know, start feeding things that were supposed to eat, grain and grass, they start feeding it meat. And that's what happens, and the same thing happens to man. That virus is out and around, and it's something to be concerned about. Not so much in our company, because I believe as you replace 2.4 million cells a day, your autoimmune system builds, you become stronger, more defensive, then it's going to kill that virus. Can you name me one drug? In fact, I just did a lecture with some doctors, and I asked them, can you name me one drug that kills anything? And they all start to go, P-p-p-p-p-p-p-p. They start to say penicillin right away. You know, that's their number one thing. But they realized that penicillin never killed anything. Penicillin just suppressed the viruses, and then the body could kill them. The body does all the killing. This is a marvelous machine we've got. Now we have the same super drugs. We've had super drugs for so many years. Now we have super bugs, and we're going to transfer. They're coming. I probably brought some with me. So you're welcome, okay? We're traveling with airplane travel. It's quite open. They have no antibiotics. We are panicked in America. The medical pharmaceutical industry is absolutely panicked about some of the viruses and funguses that they're getting. Now, some of them came out of Southeast Asia, and we just don't have anything to handle it. When I was doing this talk in Chicago, these were Italian MDs. And so I opened the thing up with, well, do Italians smell the same as Chinese? You know how Italians are. They kind of go, well, no, nobody smells as good as we do. And I said, why would you give them the same drug? And that was the first time they ever considered the fact that they have 4 type of drugs to give for a headache, or 4 types of drugs for a particular virus. And 2 of them will kill you. 1 of them will make you sick, and the other one you can tolerate. And that they had never considered that people may be different. The universal thing about the superbugs and what's happening in my office was we're having an explosion there now of these superbugs. And the interesting thing is aloe vera still works. And just before we were leaving, April and I have talked about this, my boy and I have talked about it. We don't understand the basic premise around disease, or we don't understand the basic premise of aloe vera. Because how could aloe vera work against superbugs? When I was talking to these doctors, I was saying that these bugs are adapting, and they didn't like my word adapt. And I said, well, why don't you like my word adapt? And they said, well, we like the word mutation better because adapt seems to give them some kind of intelligence. And I said, well, look, you guys have been making drugs for 100 years now, and the bugs keep outrunning you. I want to know who's smarter. Yeah. Isn't it interesting? Anytime you mess with nature, she always wins. And so that's why natural is working. That's why people are coming back to natural. That's why we're having the eruption. It's just starting. We're just starting. People, I predicted this for years, even before I ran into aloe vera. The people are going to come to a natural health care product or a natural doctor and then be referred at the later stages to a drug doctor. In fact, in my interviews now, when I interview the patient, I always ask them, first of all, how long they've had the problem and how they feel when they, at their worst day, and they usually go into the tears. And I just let them talk, and they break down and tell me how bad it is and what's going on. Then I ask them, how did they feel when they didn't have this, or how was it? And then they start feeling better about it. And then I ask them, what have you done that hasn't worked? And you will be surprised. Do that. Ask that question. And be prepared for about a half hour. Because you'll write down things that you'll be surprised what they've done and what people have done to them to try and handle the symptom or this disease process. The thing you have to remember, in our country, we have the Mayo Institute. It's considered the best diagnostic hospital in the world, right? On their best day, they have a 48% success rate in diagnosis. They claim your local doctor or your local clinic has an 18% success rate. So when you walk into a doctor's office and you have a list that says arthritis, they start treating arthritis. And you keep saying, my name's Ben. And they say, okay, arthritis. And they keep treating arthritis and wondering why they're not getting to the bottom or the cause of the problem. And the cause is cellular. There's only three ways to get sick. There's only three ways. This is simple stuff. I'm giving you the doctor's lecture. When I do MDs, this is what I'm doing. You have mechanical problem, and that needs to be either it can be corrected, with manipulation or surgically or something like that. Then you have a chemical problem. That means you've been poisoned somewhere. Okay? Or you have an emotional problem. Now, you live in England and we live in America, so we got 25% emotional problem, right? And a lot of our things. And those are the only three ways. And so if you can find the source, you'll have patients that have ulcers. And the aloe vera clears up the ulcer, you say. Well, it didn't do that. What it did is gave the body what it needed, and the ulcer healed itself, and they're much better. But they keep having episodes with it. Well, you may find stress. You may have a chemical environment. They smoke. They drink coffee. Stomach cancer. England. You guys did all the research. Stomach cancer. And that's your coffee. You guys did a great job on it. And so there's so many things that you're dealing with in that arena. So you need to find out what your clients and stuff are doing and try and clean up that aspect of their program. And it takes time. How long does it take to get a person on a nutritional program? 5 years. That's what I found in my practice. Takes them 5 years to really commit to getting on it. You know, they'll take the aloe vera, get better, stop it. You know, get sick, take the aloe vera. And that's what they do. And it's this five-year roller coaster that you're on. The way to get that to cut down, and we're using this program now, is we ask them between 1 and 10, after we do that little questionnaire, between 1 and 10, what's your commitment right now to getting this well or to doing something that'll help this? And if they're below 8, we don't even bother with them. We just get up out of the room and walk out. They go, where are you going? And say, well, I'm an 11. So if you're not at 10, you and I aren't going to, there's no sense of me wasting my time and your money because we're not going anywhere with this. And you'd be very surprised all of a sudden they want to re-talk it over and get up to that 10 because they've been everywhere else. And so as you're out there distributing, we're also interested in that prevention stuff. We've got a lot of autoimmune diseases out there. They're scaring us to death. Let me tell you some of the stuff that we're running into now. We're running into a sinus infection that they call it a flu. It's a virus that drops into your lung. It clears up under normal antibiotic treatment, and then it all of a sudden you've got this thing that drops into the lungs. It comes back. You get something new in about 3 weeks. it doesn't go away. And the coughing gets so bad that they're fracturing ribs. And I've been getting them referred over to my office, and so they can't clear this one out. Nothing works. So I've been getting them on the juice, and then I'm using the heat lotion on the chest. I don't know if we had that on the video with heat lotion. I understand your heat lotion video is doing very well here. I walked into the office doing something else, and they said, "Why don't you do heat lotion?" So I did. Remind me to give you the full formula that I've been working with. You got a portion of that formula that we've been using in our office, and we're doing something new. So remind me before we get through, because I can go forever, and we've got so many products, and we've got so many people, so many different things that works. Is it important what we treat? We don't treat anything. We treat people. And it really isn't important, because always remember back to that cell. So we're putting the heat lotion with the saran wrap on the chest, and we're going up to 5 quarts of liquid. What's that in liters? I almost can convert it. It's a lot of water. Now we're talking about clean water. Isn't that a lot? That's what it takes to flush it out. And now I have patients, the first thing they complain about, they said, "I'm going to the bathroom all the time. I can't get away." But the biggest problem I'm having now is they come in and say, "I'm not going to the bathroom anymore. What's wrong? Is my bladder failing?" Something like that. You'll lose almost a gallon of water, if you have it, out of your lungs at night. You want good, strong lungs? Drink a lot of fluid. Did you ever notice people with real bad lung problems that are downing a jug a day or a jug every couple of days of aloe vera? All of a sudden their lungs are better and you go, "Whoa, this aloe vera is great." Well, I'm not sure it's not the good water aspect of it. It starts cleaning out along with the cells because it can't replace the cells that quick. So good fluid, water is the best solvent. And what's part of the lifestyle nutritional program? Is that water, 8 to 10 glasses, and I'm more to the 10. And as we see these tougher things coming along, do you spray the aloe first up the nose and ears? Do you do that? I can talk about that here. Okay. I'm never sure I can talk about that. And then how I get around that is, what do you do with your grandchildren? Okay, and that's what I do with my grandchildren. We have a new fungus that's in Southeast Asia, it looks like it came out of, that gets so deep into the sinuses that they can't even scrape it out. And my first case was the worst case because they had done 3 surgeries, and they go in there and scrape the tissue to try and get the fungus out of there. And the 4th operation was into the bone. And this area here is the veins don't have valves in them. So if any of that gets into one of those veins, it goes right to the brain. And they're dead like in 3 days. So the surgeons don't want to do it. They start going, you know, malpractice, you know, that thing. Another little number you like, 27% of all prescriptions written lead to a malpractice suit in America. Did you hear the audience like that? Okay, how many malpractice suits have you had with Forever Living? How many people have we ever killed? We're still working on our first one, I'm sorry. So, okay. And that'll be me. When I die, I'll go out fast and hard, and you can say, it was the product, you know. And that's the type of lifestyle you want. But this fungus became very, very terrible. And my first referral was from Eisenhower Hospital. It was a fellow that I'd done some other sinus work. We had sprayed the activator. When we had the activator, we used to buy the little bottles for nasal spray, take the lid off, dump it out, and wash it out, and put the activator in it. Then the aloe first came along, and I started using it, and got the same results. You know, the stinging pain. You do this, I can tell. Yeah. It puts you to your knees, and the next time they do it, it's 50% less, and the next time it's 50% less. And if you can get them through the first week, it's easy. You know, that's the thing. So this Eisenhower sent to me, and what do you do? I mean, you're up against the wall. They've tried everything in the world. It's one of the best hospitals in the world. So we squirted aloe first up her nose, and she blacked out. And, you know, you got to be careful how much you spray when you first start. And then we started working with it, and all of a sudden she clears. So he calls our local doctor in town, which is an ear, nose, and throat, which is one of the top guys in the country, and say, "You've got this crazy guy down here that's using some of these Indian treatments, and it's working." So the next thing, Dr. Forrester is referring to us. So now the real challenge comes on, because you can't miss in the community. I mean, they can kill 15 people in a career. I can't even get anybody sick, you know, without them, you know. Or somebody nose stings, they go, "There it is, see, that was it, the nose stung, it can't be good for you." Right? So that's the kind of pressure we're always under, because the performance has to be very high. Did you notice that? You can't miss one. They always have to be high. So we had the next patient showing up had this. He didn't want to do the surgery. He did not want to do the surgery because he knew it was unsuccessful. The patient was in so much pain that even sleeping, the painkillers would not kill the pain. He said, when I'm sleeping, I'm still hurting. I can tell. In 3 days, he was pain-free. 3 weeks, tissues were absolutely fine.